JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Micropracticing benefits from garden project set up by NEPA. Also in our program, we reflect on some old-time Jamaican traditions as it relates to death. Welcome and do stay with us. A vegetable garden has been established at the Micropracticing Primary and Junior High School in Kingston, courtesy of the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA. It was officially handed over to the school's Environmental Club on Friday, March 6. The project will give students and teachers a better grasp of how the environment impacts their daily lives. Speaking at the handing over ceremony, Director Environmental Management and Conservation Division at NEPA, Anthony McKenzie, said staff members of the Public Education and Corporate Communications Division at NEPA have given oversight support for the project since it began in July 2014.
The agency is proud of this partnership, and it is hoped that through this project, some practical lessons have been learnt and taught. The project gave our students and our teachers, of course, hands-on experience as caregivers of the environment and inculcated good environmental practices in our students.
The project allows the children to plant pak choi, callaloo, and other vegetables using compost and to be involved in rainwater harvesting. They are also taught to do proper harvesting of the crops. Acting principal of the school, Geraldine Allen, has expressed thanks to NEPA for its assistance, pointing out that the students have benefited from the use of the vegetables in the breakfast program.
We got to do something, no doubt, to the world, we are calling out.
A long time we are upset the ecology.
No climate change is a reality.
No strange weather changes all year round.
We can't stop it,
but we can slow it down.
Small islands will feel it the most, especially the people them with the pondy coast.
We're losing the reefs and the beaches, flooded in a coastal community.
Global climate.
The installation ceremony for the newly appointed Custos of St. Andrew Donna Parchment Brown is set for Thursday, March 19 at the Carl Hendrickson Auditorium, Jamaica College, starting at 3 p.m. As a prelude to this event, all justices of the peace for the parish are required to sign a new magistrate role by Wednesday, March 18. The magistrate role is available for signing at the Police Officers Club, Hope Road, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Did you know that Vision 2030 has a plan of action to achieve goals for every 3 years? It also provides a system that will monitor and evaluate progress towards making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And for our glimpse of Jamaica. Back in the day when someone died, the furniture in the deceased room was normally rearranged and the mattress turned over. This was to ensure that the person's spirit or duppy would not recognize the room and therefore would not want to stay. When a husband died, the widow would often sleep in red underwear or tie a red string or tape measure around her waist. These were believed to ward off the dead man's duppy, which may want to trouble the widow in her sleep. And children were told never to point at graves, as this will cause their fingers to fall off or other bad things to happen. If somehow they did, their only hope was to bite each finger really hard. And remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica. Email glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. That brings us to the end of today's program. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.